This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice was 12 years old when her family left Birmingham. Decades later, she racked up an impressive list of political achievements. She became the first African-American woman to serve as National Security Advisor and Secretary of State under former President George W. Bush. She's just out with a new book called Democracy: Stories from the Road to Freedom. While she was in Birmingham Monday, she told WBHM Cheryl Wheeler Stewart how memories of a segregated Alabama during her childhood have stuck with her.
Not only could you not go to a movie theater or a restaurant, but my father had trouble registering to vote in 1952. I remember him telling me that story. And yet, my relatives and people in my community had faith in these American institutions. And so I always say that the seeds for this book on democracy were sort of laid then.
Looking back on Alabama's history, have we come far enough?
We've come an awful long way. Look, our country had a birth defect at founding. We had slavery as a birth defect. Like any birth defect, you can overcome it, but it kind of continues to be there and be an ever-present element. And so we're not a colorblind society, and I don't think we're probably ever going to be colorblind, at least not in my lifetime. But when you look at what we've achieved, you have to be impressed. As a matter of fact, my classmate, William Bell, is the mayor of Birmingham. We were in school together at Brunetta C. Hill Elementary School. That would have been unthinkable in the 60s. So, yes, we've made progress. We still have a lot to do in making each other trustful of one another.
In Alabama and in many parts of the country, we've seen protest, great debate over immigration.
Well, I worry a lot about the immigration debate. We are a country of immigrants. I mean, my ancestors came as slaves, not as immigrants, but most ancestors came as immigrants. And that's what's made us a strong country, that we've drawn the most active and the most engaged and the most risk-taking people from all over the world for generations. And they've come here to make us better. And they've come, some of them, to make $5, not 50 cents. And some of them have come from the wealthiest countries in the world to lead the knowledge-based revolution. I mean, for instance, one of the founders of Google, Sergey Brin, his parents brought him here when he was 7 years old from Russia. He would never have founded Google in Russia. So immigrants have enriched us. I believe in obeying our laws. I believe in secure borders. But I don't want us to be a country that is not compassionate.
I asked former Secretary Rice about the role of social media in a democracy.
Well, social media is both a blessing for democracy in that people can mobilize and gather without, particularly if you're in an authoritarian society and you don't have to get out and pass out flyers, you can just do it on social media. But it also has some downsides. Now, democracy works rather slowly. You need time to confer with people, to deliberate. And now, everything is on social media immediately. People are reacting before they even think.
I asked her if she ever thought about returning to Birmingham.
Well, I'm fortunate. I teach at Stanford. I love that. And I don't really imagine myself leaving. But it doesn't mean I can't be involved in Birmingham. And we now have started a Center for New Generation here in Birmingham as a part of the A.G. Gaston Boys and Girls Club complex. I'm going to co-chair a campaign for the Boys and Girls Clubs here because I believe in Birmingham. I believe in what it's achieved. And it is hardly like the place that my parents and I left in the middle 60s.
It's former U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice speaking with WBHM's Cheryl Wheeler Stewart.